So I have a question. I mean, we just saw the video for Top Gun here.
Yeah.
And as a creature that flies, right? I mean, you do fly.
Oh, absolutely. Every one of my species flies. We are majestic creatures that take care of Crow Hollow.
Much like the jets that we just watched, the fighter jets that thus take care of our nation.
I suppose. I mean, we're both aerodynamic and graceful and I suppose militarily strong.
Exactly. And made of metal, right?
Well, metal, not so much with my... We have hollow bones and feathers so that we are more graceful in the skies.
Well, I mean, still not quite as graceful as, say, our fighter jets.
Well, now, your level of grace for being hairless apes that have basically defied the will of nature in order to spit in God's face...
That's what we do.
Well, I would say that the grace is a different factor. Where our grace is that of beautiful soaring over the heavens. And yours is of powering through the air that you breathe with a reckless abandon.
So you're saying we've actually improved upon your method?
No. I would say that if anything, your hubris might lead to your downfall. If I were a conscientious crow, I would say, Harold, you should bring this message to the rest of your species and say that you should stop flying entirely.
Not. You call it hubris. I, on the other hand, I would reply with, how many Machs are you able to reach?
I've mocked you at least 7 times during this recording, so I'm going to say Mach 7.
Yes, well.
Thank you from the peanut gallery. We're trying to do a recording.
Yeah, some of us here are trying to take this seriously. Right.
After I leave.
No, we're trying to leave our legacy.
No. Yeah, exactly. No. That all said. And I do understand. I mean, you're feeling defensive after all, confronted with a superior flying technology. that said, in aerial combat, right, which I presume your species is quite familiar with.
Absolutely. Claw eyes, yes.
Yeah, much like in the video, I assume that when you are hit, you spiral out of control in a sort of like your wings lock and you begin to spiral. Is that correct?
Well, we do spiral, as in the kinetic energy does take us into somewhat of a spiral motion, but it's less, there's not as much smoking and sparking because we eventually can land and then rise above again. Whereas I couldn't help but notice that your species, counterparts to ours, the metal machinations, just fall and then thump and sometimes...
Well, yes, the explosions are impressive and intimidating to our enemies. Also, now I will notice, now this said, when you take damage, you spiral, and you say, under what I'm assuming are perfect circumstances, you're able to either land and rise again, or stabilize your flight and keep going.
Absolutely,
now,
because
we, on the other hand, eject.
We eject.
See, we exit the airplane. We are able to leave that shell behind, And then pick up a new shell and continue to...
I thought you said inject, as in you get shot by a fellow hairless ape, and as you're spiraling downwards, you use that strange radio contraption to say, and your mother is fat, and then you just...
Well, no, that tends to be part of it. The parting insult as we spiral down is in fact traditional and expected. But we eject from the airplane, and in a special ejector seat, and then we gracefully fall down into what is probably going to be soft water underneath. Now, you may have noticed in the video that when our hero here landed onto the water, he was reclining, he was relaxed, he was unhurt, and the water around him had acquired a sort of neon sheen. Now, when your species falls into the water, do you create the sort of neon sheen around you?
We are not gulls! We do not land in water, Harold! How many times do I have to tell you this? We land on the tree! There is only the tree! If we land in water, we swim! Another trait that your hairless species only moderately understands!
So, would you say you swim like ducks? Like...
Those ducks have given us a bad name on their duck world, alright? The fact that they call themselves mighty, we will invade them one day. But back to your hairless ape contraptions of the sky. Mm-hmm. I have a question. Mm-hmm. So they are flown by more hairless apes, correct?
Correct.
And they fly through the skies and they shoot their pew 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 bombs. Mm-hmm. So
how many pew 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 bombs do your people usually fly with?
Oh well, we don't require the pew 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 bombs, Harold. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you asked. We've much more of an efficient and enlightened method of combat. Mm-hmm. That we've developed over centuries.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
And what method is
moving
this?
On? Mm-hmm. I would say that there's an interesting aspect to to this hero of yours mm-hmm. from this video, mm-hmm. and that is simply this: that your airplanes mm-hmm. fly through the sky at different Machs, as you've put mm-hmm. it. And they go faster and faster, breaching the quote-unquote speed of sound. Mm-hmm. And so their velocity changes.
Right.
There's a problem with this. And I don't hold it against your species for having such an inconsistency. But I would like you, as an ambassador for your hairless ape species, mm-hmm. to know that if that is the fact, if that is the science that you so hold dear, mm-hmm. why is the name of your hero Cruise to go at one speed? This has been Harold and Callisto coming to you live from the interdimensional portal as we wait to lock down and touch down onto where are we going again, Harold?
I believe a world where you actually become some kind of hamster like creature.
All right, so when you join us again, I'll be ballin'. Thank you very much, listeners. Say goodnight, Harold.
Goodnight, Harold.
All right.